Friday mornings, we get that chance to visit with Butter Crane and talk about the sale coming up this Monday out at the Hondo Auction. Here's the way it sounded as we talked with Butter this morning.
Good morning, Butter. You doing all right, sir?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We were hoping for some rain last night. Looked like a few people got some, but not all of us.
Not all of us, I guarantee you.
By a long shot.
Yeah, exactly. They looked pretty good there in a little while, but it kind of fizzled out, looked like.
Well, I've been, you know, looking around here at all this sagebrush blooming, and you say sometimes it blooms after it rains, too.
I don't know.
We're kind of in the middle of it now, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe it's going to come back today or something.
Huh? Sure hoping so.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course, Monday you got the regular sale coming up.
Yeah. I think everybody's waiting around, you know, talk about all this big rain we're going to get. Thought it was going to just sit still, you know, this weekend, but I imagine there'll be some cattle out there. I know a couple loads we got to bring in, you know. People need to get rid of a few more cattle, and what they're bringing, they're really happy when they get it. You know?
Yeah, I guess
but,
so.
I mean, we'll have pretty similar run to what we did this last week, around 300, something like that. And then, you know, we got the special coming up next week, you know, to see people holding out for that, you know, on some of these big bunches. So, you know, it'd be pretty good the next couple of weeks, and the way the market is, you know, it's kind of a fun time to sell some cattle.
Well, if you're going to get out and work some cattle this weekend, it might be a little more fun. It's not supposed to be quite as hot.
I know. You know, that'd be all right, too. You know, yesterday they was talking about it being 90-something or whatever, but I drove away from that cell phone yesterday, and all the way home was like 102, 103.
Yeah.
Pretty warm.
that's definitely in the warm category.
Yes, it is.
Lot will get hot one of these days. So.
Yeah, Lot will say, but we have pretty good run. You know, like I say, the way the market is on the cattle and the sheep and goats and everything. You know, everybody's won't take advantage of this. You know, afraid it might go away or something or other. But I think market gonna stay good for pretty good while. But you never know. You know, it's. It's kind of fooled people before, you know. I hope we don't get any cheaper, but, you know, of course it could get 10 cents cheaper and it'd still be a good market, but it'll stay good for a while, I would think.
Well, you know, Butter, the economists always talk about supply and demand, and when the supply side is low, the demand is good. Prices are going to hold steady at least,
yeah.
And that's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a lot of cattle out there, is it?
No, not a lot of cattle, you know. Cows are high, bulls are high. You know, this last week, that's the first bulls I ever sold for $1.50, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And they're big bulls, too. You know,
up over $3,000.
Oh, yeah, man, 1,800 to 2,000 pounds or so,
man.
You know. And it's just kind of unheard of. Hamburger meat worth that much money. But I kind of got the bill on my hamburger meat this week for the cafe, and it sure jumped up about 20 cents from last week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you never know when how high this stuff's going to get.
Of course, you usually catch some sheep and goats on Monday, but a few over the weekend, too, I guess.
Yeah, we get some in all the weekend, too, you know. And, I know we're going to start hauling some cattle in there Saturday, so might have a pretty good run.
Well, we hope so, and of course we'll find out 11 o'clock Monday morning, right?
Right. I get started 11 o'clock on the sheep and goats and 11:30 on the cattle. And breakfast will be about there. They'll have ready about starting about 9 or so. Dinner after that. So.
And then pretty cool spot to go and sit and enjoy the sale, right?
Yes.
Regardless of how hot it gets, it's going to be kind of cool in there. Well,
yeah.
you got to get your phone number.
That Metro line out there, 741-8061, that local line, 426-3383.
Don't forget HondoLivestock.com.
Yeah, we call all the information up on the website, you know, and the current market reports and coming up sales and all of that.
All right, and they, of course, get information on that special that's coming up on the 11th.
On the 11th.
Already got information on there about that.
Yes.
Well, all right, sir. We'll wish you a good weekend, and we'll maybe catch a little rain. We still got a little in the forecast.
Well, that'd be all right.
Maybe we'd take a little rain, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would.
would take a lot, wouldn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens with that, and we'll visit with you on Monday morning, bright and early at 6:20.
Okay, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
There he goes, Butter Crane. You find him over at the Hondo Auction most any old time.
Looking to buy or sell some cattle, sheep, or goats at a convenient location with top quality service? Butter Crane at the Hondo Auction can take care of all your needs. Butter Crane's Union Commission companies open every day at the Hondo Auction on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin at 11 o'clock every Monday morning. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061 for the Union Commission Company. Hondo Auction on the airbase in Hondo.